We're thinking today about some words of Jesus. We want to ask that he might speak to us, however old we are. Lord Jesus, your word gives light, so may it shine its light into our hearts today, we pray. Amen. We had two stories read by John just now. The stories are sometimes called parables in the New Testament. Parables are stories with a meaning. And one story was about gardening or farming or agriculture. Another story was about cooking, about bread making. There's two things I want to say today. The first is that you can have a small start and great growth. Now, Jesus speaks about a mustard seed. Now, the mustard seeds in Palestine, modern-day Israel, are very small, but I want somebody just to come take a few of these in their hand for me, please. Any volunteers? There's a girl and a boy. Yes, thank you. Yes, there's a boy as well. Come on, out you come. These actually aren't mustard seeds. I should have bought some of those when I was last in Israel, but there is a tiny seed on the end of my finger. And that is not a mustard seed, it's a cress seed, which is about 18 to 20 times the size of a mustard seed. It's very small. Do you want to have a few of those to look at? You all have those? You can then show those you're sitting amongst how small they are. Absolutely minute. And perhaps you've grown these at school or home on blotting paper. Go sit down a minute. Thank you. Tiny little seeds. Those are cress seeds, but mustard seeds are even smaller. And Jesus, in speaking, is talking about the smallest known seed in the world. Not in the world, but in Palestine. The smallest seed used by farmers, by Palestinian farmers. It looks so small, but the mustard seed is even smaller. And perhaps you planted in your garden or a windowsill or a grow bag a courgette seed or a marrow seed or something else. And you see that tiny seed then grow into something much bigger. But do you know, that tiny mustard seed could grow into something really big. And I brought a picture here of one. They could grow that tiny mustard seed into something which was certainly 4 meters tall, if not bigger. 4 to 7 meters high, these mustard seeds could grow. It's an amazing difference. It's a tiny seed, great tree or bush. Tiny seed, great tree or bush. Look how big it's grown. Do you see that down there, all the young people? It's amazing, but those seeds can grow like that. Tiny seed, great growth. 4 to 7 meters high, they could grow. And do you know, Jesus said, didn't he, there was even room for the birds of the air to come and perch on them. And the birds of the air were sometimes in the Old Testament, say in the book of Daniel, how the other nations of the world were described. All the other nations which weren't part of God's original people through Abraham. So here's a picture, not just of those who were brought up as Jews coming in, they were invited as well, but also the nations of the world. Do you remember a few weeks ago we had David Coretto speaking here? I think people took their breath back. David's my Maasai Kenyan friend, when he said how many new congregations had begun in Maasai land. Weren't we surprised by how many he was looking after as a church leader, overseeing all those groups of churches where they don't meet in a building, they meet under trees, unless it's raining, when they postpone their meeting. They're in Maasai land. But I wonder what you think about China. Can I tell you how many Christians were in China in 1947? There's 1.8 million Christians in China in 1947. How many million are in China today? Anyone to guess? How many million of Christians in China today? Tom? Not too, that's too much, but actually it is 90 million. That's a massive growth, isn't it? 90 million Christians. The church is growing. And just like that mustard seed was so small, and yet it grew into that great large shrub or tree, so the church, God's people, continues to grow and grow. I'm thinking about Christmas. I've not the Christian Glover, but think about Jesus, the light of the world. When he came, he was a weak child, born in the most humble circumstances, Jesus of Nazareth. He was a refugee. He grew up. He was then, later on, rejected by the Jewish people as he ministered to them. Even at the end, his friends, disciples, ran away. And it ended with Jesus being crucified on a cross. We know the story doesn't end there, because 3 days later, he rose again. And just think about how the impact of the gospel has made such a difference around the world. Just think, I don't know what date the first Christians met here, but on paper, if I read correctly, you can trace their building, a church building in this place, back to the 1100s. And no doubt there's one there years before. And down the years, over centuries, many, many faithful Christians have been buried in the churchyard on this site. You see, the kingdom just grows and grows and grows. From a small seed comes a big, big tree, and from the small seed of the gospel, it grows and grows. The last book in the Bible is called what? Anybody want to tell me? Any of the children? Last book of the Bible? Any pathfinders know? Any adult want to tell me? Revelation, thank you. And Revelation gives us a telescope view of history at the end. Has these two great verses. Listen carefully. A great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people and language. Just as was seen in that parable. The tree and the birds representing nations coming there. And then the book ends. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. So a small start, great growth. Now, the other thing I brought today, which I couldn't find in our pantry, I had to go to the supermarket the last few days, is in this tin here. Anyone going to taste some of this? Go on, Tom, okay, if you will. Perhaps John Drake could lick his finger. Not too much, thank you.
Yeah, it's cocaine.
It's not cocaine, no. It is yeast, and here's yeast, which is, this is dried active yeast. But think about what yeast is used for. Anybody watch The Great Bake Off? Anybody like The Great Bake Off, that program? You see the most amazing loaves and cakes made. Well, this small ingredient here speaks about something which is much greater. And if I were to ask you what a bloomer is, what's a bloomer? Yes?
Bread.
It is bread, absolutely right. I think bloomer's even bigger, but this is a Waitrose, straight from the oven, loaf. And how was that made? Well, obviously there's flour put into it, and the flour was mixed with yeast, a small ingredient. The small ingredient, yeast, is absolutely vital, and it makes it grow. Just like when Bob Austin is doing his home brew, he needs yeast in that to make that grow as well. Yeast is so powerful, so small. Hidden, the yeast, you don't see it in the bread, do you? But it's powerful and causes the loaf to grow out and become bigger. You can't see it, but the word of the adults, it is pervasive. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is the same today. That friend of mine, Dave, in that prison in Northern Ireland, he began his interest in the Christian faith because somebody in the laundry of the Maze prison was enclosing tracts in the clean clothes. And he got so annoyed, these Bible tracts came in his laundry. But then he began to read them. And the Word of God worked in his life. That tiny beginning, like the yeast, has had a massive effect. Dave's been changed. And he now works in one of the toughest parts of Belfast, sharing Christ with young people. Take one of these invitations for carol service, the other services. Ideal service to bring those who are older children and adults to. Great music, great occasion, but above all, a great chance to tell people about Jesus Christ. The little does much. Or I think about somebody in this church family. In his workplace, there's a little Christian fellowship, a regular prayer meeting. That's the ripple-on effect in the workplace. And think about the girls baptized this morning, and Rebecca and John praying for them. Imagine what the yeast of the gospel can do in their lives. Think about what it's done in countless different people's lives. It does so much. The Lord's Prayer has a phrase that his kingdom may come on earth as in heaven. Friends, the lights of this candle on the Christinga reminds the light of Christ shines. It continues to shine. And yes, the light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. It's still growing, like the seed that's grown to that massive tree. And just as the yeast here produces a large loaf, so today, as we play our part, the gospel unseen works in our lives. Perhaps you've known it working in your life as a pathfinder, or as a teenager, or as an adult. And that could be true for each of us. Let's have a prayer as we pause. Lord, things that are so everyday, like seeds and plants and trees, things like bread, help us to understand the meaning of the stories you've told. Thank you. The gospel of the light of Christ is so powerful. May its light shine into the lives of all here, and may it shine out from us into our community this Christmas time. Amen.